I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. This fall, over 30 pianists in 9 countries will participate in a global project called Climate Keys. It pairs pianists and climate experts in evenings mixing music and conversation about the planet's shifting climate. Locally, pianist Alexander Schwarzkopf will pair with geologist Gregory Ritalik on November 8th at First United Methodist Church in Eugene in a benefit for 350 Eugene. Alexander Schwarzkopf is with me in the KLCC studios, along with Deb McGee, co-founder of 350 Eugene. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Well, Alexander, what in the vision of Climate Keys founder Lola Perrin inspired you to be a part of this project?
I believe that climate change is an incredibly important part of our world right now and something that we all need to acknowledge on a much higher level. But it was very insightful how she put this together from the standpoint of the artist to bring the dialogue to new audiences.
And so, Deb, how does this fit into the mission of 350 Eugene?
350 Eugene is a grassroots climate group committed to the goals of drawing down the carbon and creating a fossil-free future. And so the fact that worldwide, there will be pianists and concerts all over the world during the time of the Conference of Parties, COP23, to talk about worldwide climate progress and problems is an exciting way for us as a grassroots movement to bring to a broader audience this information about what's going on with the climate and why it's necessary that we as a community and a world begin to pay much better attention to solving the climate crisis problem.
The musical part of your program features a mix of original music and Debussy. How is your new original piece, Liquid Piano, related to all of this?
I'm also giving a Climate Keys performance in New Mexico. And there I will have a speaker who is talking about water and water harvesting. And so my pieces, they deal with water processes and forms. It's the most incredible of the 5 elements, in my opinion. It has this fluid element to it that lends itself well to working with sound. Debussy was, in my opinion, one of the first real environmentalists due to the fact that he wrote so much music reflecting on water. And so these two pieces that I'll play, the first is Reflet dans l'eau from Image Book 1, and that's Reflections on the Water. The second piece, it's C'est quoi vous la vent d'ouest, which is the what the west wind saw. He's dealing with how the wind causes the water and bashes the water against the rocks on the coast of Brittany.
And what will the topic of Gregory Ritalik's contribution be?
The role of chemical weathering in drawing down atmospheric CO2 as an assumption of carbon cycle models in deep time.
And Deb, this seems to be as much of a conversation as a lecture in terms of climate science. So how do you see this evening unfolding in terms of discussion?
My hope is that people will come to this event and will be transformed and will go away with a heart full of love for the planet and information that will cause them to want to get engaged, because it's really a crisis. We're in an emergency. It's all hands on deck. We as humans have not yet turned the corner and recognized that we must transition to 100% renewable energy. We have to do it now.
How do you think an evening like this, which mixes music and conversation, can contribute differently than a straight lecture?
Our hope is that people will experience something that will happen inside of them because of the music and because of the information that will cause them to really comprehend the seriousness of the situation that we're in a new way. And art moves people in ways that just words and facts cannot.
If you set it up in such a way where it's an informative evening, and it's something that you have a lot to learn from, and especially in these times, I feel like this is more lucrative than going to an event that's just a performance of old works. And for me as a concert artist, it's more and more important that that's actually what I'm going to experience.
Alexander Schwarzkopf, one of over 30 pianists in 9 countries presenting Climate Keys, and Deb McGee, co-founder of 350 Eugene. Climate Keys in Eugene will be Wednesday, November 8th at 7 p.m. at First United Methodist in Eugene. Proceeds will benefit 350 Eugene. For more information, climatekeys.com and world.350.org/Eugene. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.